Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений AG соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Hello, Jane. It's so good you're here. I've been looking for you.
Hi, Peter. What's up?
Well, I wanted to ask you about your plans for the holidays. Have you decided what to do yet?
Actually, I haven't.
Jane, if you want this summer to be truly unforgettable, you must go travel somewhere.
I guess so. The good thing is that I can afford it, as I have saved a good sum of money, plus my granny gave me a generous cheque for my birthday last week.
Well, I have enough money to travel too, so I thought we could plan a trip together. Certainly it would be more fun and not so dangerous this way.
Oh, Peter, your offer is just on time, as my best friend has just told me she won't be able to be my travel companion this summer.
So we have to decide on where to go. I was thinking about something unusual. What would you say if I suggested going to Russia for about 2 weeks?
Russia? I say, Peter, it's not half a bad idea. I've always wanted to see Moscow, the capital of the country.
Yes, we could start it from there. Still, I believe there are many interesting places in Russia besides Moscow.
I think we can book a hotel in Moscow and see its main sights, and then make short trips to the nearby cities and towns like Smolensk or Tula.
It sounds good to me. Still, we must keep it in mind that Russia is a huge country, and 2 weeks is certainly not enough to see it all.
What we need is planning our trip carefully. I don't think we know much about Russia, so we need to buy some guidebooks or surf the net. Personally, I don't want to hire a guide. I'd really love to explore the country on my own.
That sounds very tempting. But won't it be difficult for us? We don't know Russian.
Oh, come on, Peter. Russia is a civilized country. Everybody there speaks at least some English, I'm sure.
Okay. I say, Jane, there may be some good guidebooks on Russia in our city library. We may look them through and make a rough itinerary of our future trip. Then we can surf the net at home for more details.
Fine, then. We mustn't forget about applying for a visa and booking plane tickets. That might take us some time, too.
Okay. Let's do it first thing tomorrow.
Settled.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Hello, Jane. It's so good you're here. I've been looking for you.
Hi, Peter. What's up?
Well, I wanted to ask you about your plans for the holidays. Have you decided what to do yet?
Actually, I haven't.
Jane, if you want this summer to be truly unforgettable, you must go travel somewhere.
I guess so. The good thing is that I can afford it, as I have saved a good sum of money, plus my granny gave me a generous cheque for my birthday last week.
Well, I have enough money to travel too, so I thought we could plan a trip together. Certainly it would be more fun and not so dangerous this way.
Oh, Peter, your offer is just on time, as my best friend has just told me she won't be able to be my travel companion this summer.
So we have to decide on where to go. I was thinking about something unusual. What would you say if I suggested going to Russia for about 2 weeks?
Russia? I say, Peter, it's not half a bad idea. I've always wanted to see Moscow, the capital of the country.
Yes, we could start it from there. Still, I believe there are many interesting places in Russia besides Moscow.
I think we can book a hotel in Moscow and see its main sights, and then make short trips to the nearby cities and towns like Smolensk or Tula.
It sounds good to me. Still, we must keep it in mind that Russia is a huge country, and 2 weeks is certainly not enough to see it all.
What we need is planning our trip carefully. I don't think we know much about Russia, so we need to buy some guidebooks or surf the net. Personally, I don't want to hire a guide. I'd really love to explore the country on my own.
That sounds very tempting. But won't it be difficult for us? We don't know Russian.
Oh, come on, Peter. Russia is a civilized country. Everybody there speaks at least some English, I'm sure.
Okay. I say, Jane, there may be some good guidebooks on Russia in our city library. We may look them through and make a rough itinerary of our future trip. Then we can surf the net at home for more details.
Fine, then. We mustn't forget about applying for a visa and booking plane tickets. That might take us some time, too.
Okay. Let's do it first thing tomorrow.
Settled.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.